the Mad Men DVD review.
This is the important bit.
I used to be Zambo on the ads. Now I'm Ben. They changed it back.
Oh.
So who knows?
Kia ora, Zambo Ben.
Hello. Welcome to the Mad Men DVD review. Today we're talking about Jane, which is a documentary which came out this year about none other than Jane Goodall. How much do you know about Jane Goodall?
The chimp lady?
The chimp lady, yes.
Yeah, the chimp woman. What? It's different to the born free person, eh? That was someone different with the lions. Yeah. So Jane Goodall, there was a movie about her with Sigourney Weaver. Is that right?
Was there?
Yeah, wasn't there?
Well, that is not this movie.
Okay, so tell us about this movie.
I did not know much about Jane Goodall. I did not know that she essentially had no formal training whatsoever. She had no formal training. She had no scientific experience prior to her adventure out to meet the chimps. She was chosen because she had, in her own words, incredible patience, an open mind and a love of animals.
Who chose her? So someone chose her for the chimp work. I thought she kind of just went and did it.
Someone did choose her. She was essentially gathering out information on the behalf of a researcher attempting to learn a bit about the behavior of chimps in order to learn more about the ancient man and the way he behaved. But we knew so little about chimps when these studies began in the 50s. We didn't know how they moved, whether they moved in groups or whether they were singles or lone animals, how they interacted socially, you know, how complex their behaviors could be, and really whether they had minds and souls essentially of their own. And the scientific consensus was that they didn't. They were just brute animals, and we were far, far removed from them. And Jane did not follow that scientific consensus, partly because she wasn't exposed to it. She was someone who was coming from the outside, and all she had was to treat the animals like they were not like animals, in a sense, but to treat them as people. And so, Jane the documentary is the story of Jane. Ooh, now we've got a nice bed.
Yeah, I thought something was missing. Yeah.
The footage of the documentary is constructed out of hundreds of hours of footage shot by this National Geographic documentarian called Hugo. He's renowned for his footage. It's brilliantly shot. It looks like it was shot yesterday. The footage is very well restored. It looks amazing. You see Jane in her natural environment, in the moment. In the early days, she began studying in 1957, and the footage is from 1962 onwards.
So it'd be worth mentioning to people that perhaps it was shot on film. Imagine the logistical exercise involved in that.
Yeah, they do talk about that. Yeah. And Hugo remains an important character in the film, is all I'm going to say. But I did not know much about Jane Goodall's life, and there is some twists and turns, etc., etc.
No spoilers.
Yeah. So it kept me very much infused. And the third key aspect of the film was a great soundtrack by Philip Glass.
Ooh.
So you cannot really get a better documentary scorer than Philip Glass, and he did a great job in this. Really stirring stuff. Great, great soundtrack. I always love Philip Glass movies.
What kind of a note does it end on? Because I asked that question because I've seen a few documentaries recently I saw the Queen biopic, actually, which I regret. and it just ended so poorly. And I just wonder what kind of note this film ends on.
Somewhat optimistic. I mean, she's still out there. She's still working. Takes us essentially up to midday. But it's just as much about, we're hearing Jane in her own words describing her story, and we're also learning about the things that she discovered, significant, huge discoveries for how we viewed apes and how we viewed ourselves. I think we underestimate just how integral her research was.
What's the crucial struggle that she faces in the film? Can you give that away, or you know, is there a kind of a pivotal moment, you know, at the two-thirds mark?
I mean, it's always a struggle with funding, but Jane is just driven. She says there was a certain amount of drive, but also just like a certain amount of luck in her being able to do the thing that she loves, and she's still doing it, and it's the longest running continuous animal research in history. You know, the her study of the chimps, which began in the 50s, is still going today, with research assignments and herself continuing on the work. It's a great story. I would definitely recommend it.
So the title again is
Jane.
Do you think that's a slight nod to the sort of Me, Tarzan, You, Jane?
Maybe. Probably. That's there's a, you know, you see the media coverage of her as she's doing it, and there's a fair amount of that. Not all of it's very nice. Lots to love in this movie. It's beautifully shot. It's a fantastic story. It's got great soundtrack. I would absolutely recommend it.
Perhaps a good one in the 125th anniversary of women's suffrage as well.
Absolutely. Sure. Yes.
And we've got a copy to give away.
Yes, we do.
Exciting. And what? How about instead of us coming up with a question, what about if the caller comes up with a question or texter? Do we give it away by text or call in the show?
Or both? Usually a text.
A text. Okay, yeah. So just text in with a question and we'll give it to the first or second. You know, just whoever's got a good question, really. You can call us on 0930 93879 or text on 5395 and we can just have a think on that and do that. And
I might not be able to stay to answer them.
Ah, right.
But maybe you can Google it.
I could. And you would need a Simplicity B card, and you'd be a fool not to have one. Because we'll talk in a little while, I think, about the are we talking about the Big Bastard prize pack yet? The big summer prize pack? No.
Not yet.
I didn't say that in that case. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to be. But that's another reason why you want to be getting a Simplicity B card. Okay, so that was the...
That. That was the Madman DVD review.
Hello, see, Anderson
just, Keller. Just hold fire there, Benjamin. 95.